Annual 2009, from the horribly hilarious hit series of books, All the Glitter and Blur, a horrible science book read by Vanna Vance. You'll be in stitches. Dear reader, welcome to your horrible science annual 2009, and what a humongously horrible treat we have in store for you. This year's annual is stuffed full of foul facts and squishy science. We've got raptors, rotting T-Rexes and robots, blood-sucking bugs, bullet-dodging spies and freaky flying fellows, as well as loads of puzzles and things to do. This is the kind of info your science teachers would never allow you to get your hands on. T-Rex wrecked. 65 million years ago, an asteroid had a huge impact on dinosaur life. Let's peek inside a putrefying corpse of a Tyrannosaurus. 1. The impact, 1A, made an enormous splash of dust, plunging the world into darkness and cold, with only scales, 1B, to keep them warm. The dinos chilled out forever, 1C. Brr. 2. Eventually the dust settled, leaving a telltale layer of powdery rare metals in the rocks. 3. Gross gases guffing out of volcanoes, 3A, made the rain turn into acid, 3B. This did for both the plants and the veggie dinosaurs, T-Rex ate. The gases may also have attacked the ozone layer. Surviving dinos would have got a terrible tan from UV damage. 3C. 4. Any dinosaurs within thousands of kilometers of the impact would have got a lethal lung full of soot. 5. After the impact, the world got colder and then much hotter. The temperature of reptile eggs decides whether they hatch male or female. Warm eggs hatch males. If this was also the case for dinos, no females would mean no eggs. Equals egg extinction. 6. T-Rex was marvelously well adapted for his world, but even with his phenomenally powerful legs, 6A, he couldn't run away from climate change. Hear that, humans? T-Rex also had a superb sense of smell. The part of its brain that sensed smell, 6B, was the size of an orange. In humans, it's the size of a pea. 7. T-Rex's teeth were specially adapted for slicing flesh. Being so specialized means that when the world changes, you can't. 8. Unlike the adaptable mini-mammals, these cunning ratty critters made it through the Great Extinction. Terrible Dizzy Lizzies. The heyday of the dinosaurs, terrible lizards, was a pretty hazardous time. Let's join one clawed critter to discover just how tough it could be. Greetings, folks. I'm an Oviraptor, a dinosaur from the late Cretaceous period. That's about 75 million years ago. Think of me as your partly feathered friend. In my average day, I do more danger dodging than killing. Check out one dangerous day in my life, but don't get in a flap. My main daily danger is getting enough to eat without bugging anyone else, or getting bugged to death. I'm an omnivore, which means I'll gobble a bit of whatever I can get, whether it's greens, meat, or even insects. I've got a reputation for stealing eggs. My name means egg-eater, but these mini-mammals are much worse. They steal my eggs and nip my ankles. Exasperating! Huge veggie sauropods mean me no harm. You have to get out of the way, of course. Apart from that, they're absolutely harmless, Digesting all that vegetable matter produces a lot of methane. Phew! Here's another numbskull who forgets how dangerous he is. One swipe from that club of a tail could knock you back into the Jurassic period. Youch! Ugh, watch out for prehistoric pedestrians, mate! The ceratopsians are another vegetarian bunch who pack a punch. You wouldn't want to get on the end of those horns. Luckily, they use them for defense. They need them. Don't worry, ceratopses. I'm not stopping. Because they get a lot of attention. Meet my killing cousins, the velociraptors. They are armed with deadly weapons. Oi, cut your toenails! They're razor-sharp claws. Imagine falling out with this relative, and you thought your family get-togethers were deadly. My noisy cousins tend to attract the big predators, who come around for the scraps, in more ways than one. Their biggest danger is each other. They're always scrapping. Yikes! This guy could snap me in half with one chop! Oi, who are you, Law, for that? Huge carnivores like this one have terrible breath. The dead meat and bacteria on their teeth can't help. Yeah, and I could floss with your feathers. Sandstorms are a real hazard for desert-dwelling dinos. Whoosh! It's not just bad weather that comes from the skies. Why do they call these gliding guys pterosaurs? Because when they're around, the pterosaurs. That one wasn't the biggest flying foe, though. Duck! They haven't evolved yet. I'm an Ornithosaurus, actually. On the ground, you have to watch out for tar pits. Sticky. Ha! Soft landing, mate. Tar very much. Pretty dangerous, huh? Still, it can't get any worse. And we've been around for millions of years, so we'll always be okay in the end, right? Whoosh. Gulp. After avoiding all this danger, is it doomsday for this dino? Dino doomsday. Life and times in the Cretaceous could be bloody and brutal. The daily hunt for dinner involved a lot of ducking, swinging spikes, and risking getting gobbled. But things were about to get a whole lot worse. 65 million years ago, something very bad happened to the world. Suddenly, the dinosaurs, who had been the top reptiles, died out completely, never to return. It wasn't just the dinosaurs that suffered. 3/4 of all animals on Earth kicked the can. Land animals weighing over 25 kg were wiped out. The best explanation we have for this is that a ginormous asteroid hit Earth. Geologists have found a monster crater made by an asteroid at exactly the right time, 65 million years ago, in the sea off the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. Could this be the one that brought doomsday for the dinos? Any asteroid that made a hole that big would have been 10,000 times more destructive than all the nuclear bombs that have ever been built. Nuclear winter. The impact would have caused terrible earthquakes, lethal tsunami tidal waves, raging forest fires, and, worst of all, a huge mushroom cloud of smoke and dust climbing high in the atmosphere. This dust would have blocked out the sun, causing a twilight that would have lasted for years. Without the sun, the temperature plummeted. The dust caused killer storms and acid rain. Plants withered and died, and without food to eat, plant-eating dinosaurs would have quickly gone the same way. This would have spelled the end for meat-eaters, too, with less and less food to chase. As usual, life is more interesting than theory, and now scientists think the dinos may have been hit with a triple whammy. The Earth was cooling down anyway, and the weather was getting unpredictable. Dangerous for creatures who aren't very good at keeping warm. At the time, there were loads of volcanoes in South Asia, pumping out nasty, noxious chemicals into the atmosphere. Maybe they were even caused by the Yucatan asteroid, the third and final straw for the poor reptiles. Dangerous and deadly. Some scientists reckon that the sun is actually part of a two-star system. They think there might be another star orbiting around the sun. Every time it comes around, it disturbs the asteroids and comets floating out there in the solar system, sending them hurtling towards Earth. Their best guess is to wait another 26 million years to find out. Luckily, none of us will be around to see if their scary predictions are true. Losers, 100%, 75%, 35%, 27%, 15%, 0%. Dinosaurs, birds, mammals, turtles, fish, amphibians. Bits of a bigger picture. Fossils are fab for digging the dirt on extinct species. They give clues to how ancient plants and animals lived and died. 1. Fossils are parts or traces of dead plants or animals that have been turned into stone or other minerals. You sometimes see the shape of a whole creature. 2. They're much more likely a small bone fragment or a leaf or a tooth, such as this one from a savage shark that lived about 400 MYA. 3. Some fossils, such as this T-Rex skull, are huge. This one's even bigger than normal. 4. Fossil hunting is like treasure seeking. Imagine digging up the stone skull of a 12,000-year-old saber-toothed cat, 4A, or splitting a rock to find the print of a nightmarish dragonfly, 4B. Like pieces of a jigsaw, if you could find every fossil, you'd have a complete picture of life on Earth. The trouble is, nearly all the pieces are missing. Only a tiny fraction of the thousands of extinct species have been fossilized. 5. Hard things such as shells and teeth are most likely to be fossilized, especially when buried in the gloopy sludge of ocean beds. That's why tough trilobites and crusty ammonites, 5A, are plentiful, while fossils of softies, such as worms, aren't. 6. Winged insects are very fragile, but are sometimes found fossilized in amber, tree resin. 7. A few soft-bodied creatures have been found in the seabed, including Hallucigenia and some of the oldest known fossils, tiny worms from about 600 MYA. 7A. 8. No doubt many fossils have yet to be found, but even so, most species never were and never will be fossilized. So if you find Jigsaw's bone wearily boring, you might want to take a break from fossil hunting. The map of this cave looks a bit odd. Hey, I've struck gold! Me too! I think I'm about to make a breakthrough. Shove off! Horrible hunters. It wasn't just the vegetable chompers that went around in herds. Gangs of bloodthirsty predators were also on the prowl in the Cretaceous. Dinosaurs could live to about 70 years old, and some of the very big ones might have gone on for 130 years, but very few dinos died of old age. Almost all checked out early with nasty, grisly, and violent deaths. If you were a peaceful, plant-munching dino, the chances were that the last thing you'd feel was the sharp pain of a raptor's lethal toe claws that punched through your scales. The last thing you'd see were its mean, calculating eyes as its mouth gaped open. Raptors had remarkably big brains for their size. This one is already figuring out how to get you. Forward-facing eyes made these killers very good at judging distances, an essential slasher skill. Lethally sharp toe claws. The pint-sized raptors only grew as tall as a human, but they were the ultimate killing machines. This group of reptiles includes the famous velociraptors. Like packs of wild dogs today, they hunted as an organized team, using intelligence, cunning, and deadly speed, and they were scarily good at bringing down prey much bigger than themselves. On the other end of the scale was the double-decker bus-sized T-Rex. This monster killer weighed 7 tons when fully grown and scoffed about 2.5 kilograms of meat every day. Dino Fact File. Name? Deinonychus. Nickname? Terrible Claw. Family? Raptors. Size? 3 to 4 meters long. When? Early Cretaceous. Frightening facts? These guys had a 12-centimeter long, razor-sharp claw on each toe. Attacking in packs, they leapt at their victims, slashing deep cuts with these claws. The prey would bleed to death. Deadly details. Raptors could move about 60 kilometers per hour. Before our prey knew what was happening, it would all be over. Sorry, you can't have a ride. That's okay, we just want your hide. Dino Fact File. Name, Tyrannosaurus Rex. Nickname, T-Rex. Family, Tyrannosaurus. Size, 12 to 13 meters long. When, late Cretaceous. Frightening facts. A joint halfway along its jaw allowed T-Rex to open its mouth so wide it could swallow you whole. Its curving, dagger-like teeth could rip through meat, sinew, and bone. Deadly details. A phenomenally good sense of smell would have enabled T-Rex to sniff out any prey or carcasses in the area. Dead or alive, it probably wasn't too fussy about which type of meat it got. Bet she never knew. Despite its fearsome reputation, there are some baffling facts about T-Rex. No one is quite sure how it used its tiny arms or why they are so puny. They couldn't even reach its mouth. Maybe they were used to hold prey or to help lift T-Rex off the ground after resting, but they certainly wouldn't have been any good for playing conkers. Hold it further out. Oh, for a quiet life. With so many terrifying predators around, dinosaurs that weren't equipped with a set of scary teeth came bristling with a whole range of defenses. The fairly harmless Stygimoloch, meaning demon from the river Styx, liked nothing more than munching shrubbery, but to give the impression that it was a fearsome customer, it had a frightening array of large horns on its head. Eek, a monster! The Ankylosaur were the armed vehicles of the prehistoric past. Even though they were mild-mannered vegetarians, they were built like tanks and wore a huge club on the end of a muscle-packed tail. Boffins have called this little bone ball a thagomizer after a joke in their favorite cartoon, The Far Side, and because that's exactly what it would do to you if you got in its way. Care to join the club? Make fossil critters. Not all fossil finds are genuine. Some devious devils cook up fake ones to fool the boffins and make a quick buck. Here's your chance to create a loony prehistoric relic of your own. Learning. When you see the symbol, ask for help from an adult. You will need a cup, ladder, coffee and grounds, flour, salt, mixing bowl, a tablespoon, greaseproof paper, a paper clip, string, and a baking tray. 1. Fill a small cup with used coffee grounds from a percolator. Tip the coffee grounds into a mixing bowl. Measure out 1 cup of flour and add this to the bowl. Then add 1/2 a cup of salt. Stir the mixture well. 2. Make 1/2 a cup of black coffee and let it go cold. Then add the cold coffee a little at a time into the mixing bowl, stirring it around until you have a thick, gloopy paste. 3. Knead the dough mix and spread large biscuit-like dollops on a greaseproof paper. Leave them to set and harden up for a few hours. The mix should turn firm and rubbery and start to look like a piece of brown rock. 4. Press your thumb into the rock to make the body of a prehistoric pest insect, such as a ghastly beetle. 5. Using the end of a bent-out paper clip, scrape 6 legs, carve out a head, and add 2 pointy antennae. Also scratch a few marks around the fossil critter to resemble cracks in the rock. Poke a hole through at the top to thread string through. 6. Leave the rock to harden fully for a day or so, then tie string through the hole so you can hang it up or hold it without breaking the delicate fossils. 7. Who knows, these prehistoric remains may even fool some silly old fossils. Puzzles. Spit it out. Some of the things volcanoes spit out have got some weird names. Can you guess which of these things are names for stuff that really erupts out of volcanoes and which ones have been made up? Toilet? Curtains, grand piano, hat, pumice stone, rope, bread crust, bomb, hair, fish, sandwich, ash, pillow. Spot the difference. Can you spot the 6 difference in the pictures below? Wicked word search. Take a look and see if you can dig up the 12 dynamic dino words in this grid. Horrible housemates. Get the feeling that your home is a little overcrowded? Well, that's because it is, and here's why. 1. Steamy bathrooms can house manky mold. It may look like a patch of black spots, but under a microscope, it's a forest of living pinheads. 2. Cheese mites love smelly old cheese rinds. An Austrian cheese called Altenburger uses cheese mites to give it a special musty taste. Yuck, these Austrians must be crazy. 3. Uh-oh, looks like weevils have gotten to the rice. These little devils will eat through any dried grain like rice and cereal in no time at all. 4. Flour mites live in the flour. You could say they survive on flour power. Groan. 5. This rugger lover has got visitors. Head lice. The lice are hard to spot because they're see-through, but their eggs are the white dots called nits. Lice bites itch like mad. That's nit so nice. 6. Book lice crawl about in the spines of books, grazing on mold growing on the glue that holds the spine together. 7. Blood-sucking fleas are some of the most common critters in their category. Get it? 8. Woolly bears are the young larvae of the carpet beetle. They gobble up your clothes and carpets. Vacuum cleaners are their biggest enemy. 7. Dust mites get everywhere. There are about 2 million of the critters in every double bed, feeding on dead skin and dried dribble in your pillows, duvet, and mattress. Their only fear is being gobbled up by the dreaded cannibal mite. 9a. 10. Woodworm aren't worms at all, but beetle larvae. He's so cheesy, he's beginning to grate on me. He gets all my curds. This is mighty fine cheese. I'm the lesser of two weevils. Huh? Meow! Stop it, you're making me feel jumpy. We're for the high jump if we get caught. It would be a catastrophe. Mom, help! I love getting my teeth into a good read. A very wholesome meal. Well, wouldn't you know? Flea! We're not fleas, then we're mites. This just might be food heaven. Insect Earth. We humans like to think we run our planet, but there are plenty of other living creatures out there getting very busy and buzzy. And when it comes to sheer numbers, humans are in a tiny minority. Welcome to Earth, a planet crawling with life. Some of it's warm-blooded, some two-legged, but that's really just a few. With 30 million different species making 85% of the population, it's really a world of insects. And on Insect Earth, it's just an ordinary day. Flutter, buzz. But every now and again, accidents can happen. Stomp, eek! But life goes on with all the usual activities. Such as home improvement. Dung beetles love to roll a big ball of poo back to their nests. Getting friendly. Give a kiss, darling. Kiss of death, you're like. Kissing bugs don't actually kiss. It's just what they look like they're doing when they eat. Possibly getting a bit too friendly. I'm losing my head. The female praying mantis loves to eat the male after mating. Raising a family. Ah! What do you think they'll be when they grow up? Little pests. Mosquito eggs, which they lay in ladder, turn into wriggly larvae. Bugging people. No, not that type of bug. The six-legged type. The assassin bug bugs people and other insects by stalking and stabbing them with its poisonous tongue, called a proboscis. Here we go. Eating. Come on, kids, eat up. Stop moth-ering us. And drinking blood, which can mean spreading infection. But after all, what's a little disease between friends? Blood-sucking mosquitoes can cause malaria, affecting 500 million people in the world today. Excellent vintage. I feel lousy. I feel mighty good. Lice and fleas spread typhus, which causes a horrible fever and skin rash. Mites do too, but they're not insects. Sweet dreams, pal. One for the road? Oh, go on then. Fleas suck the blood of rats and spread bacteria to humans for centuries. This caused the plague. Where do you think you're going? I'm fleeing the scene. The tsetse fly spreads sleeping sickness, a deadly disease that causes fever and extreme tiredness. So at the end of a long day, there's nothing quite like getting together with your friends. There are bite to eat. Biting bugs. The most horrible thing about insects is the way they buzz around and bite us, and suck blood, and sometimes give us vile diseases, too. Bugs are a large group of insects with over 80,000 species. They love slurping veggie juices through their straw-like mouths. Oh yes, and a bit of blood now and then. Straws out, lads. Flies. There are over 120,000 species of fly. They use one pair of wings for flying, backwards and sideways around your head. They also have the remains of a second pair of wings, like tiny drumsticks used for balancing. Some like nothing better than to lick the top of a big, smelly cow pat, and then pay a visit to your grub. Wipe your feet on the sandwich and come in, kid. Sucking lice. Lice come in about 1,000 species. They live on other creatures. It's nice and warm there, and you can always suck a refreshing drop of blood. Earwigs. Some 1,900 species this time. Earwigs get their name from the wrong belief that they crawl into your ears with their mean-looking pinchers. It's warm and dry. Let's move in. Rogue's Gallery. People often call a crowd of insects a plague, but plagues are really deadly diseases. In the past 10,000 years, more people have died from diseases carried by insects than any other single cause. Help. Check out the chief culprits. Malarial mosquito. Sex, female. Habits, sucks blood before laying eggs. Mr. Mosquito prefers plant juice. Weapons, a long snout for sticking into people and a pump-action saliva gun to stop your blood clotting. Last seen, all over the world. Loretta's near water. Known crimes? In hot countries, her bite passes on germs that cause malaria. Victims suffer raging fever and feel very hot and then very cold. Responsible for over 1 million deaths each year. Danger rating. Beware. 2 billion people live in areas threatened by the brutal bloodsucker. Tsetse fly. Habits? Sex blood. Known to drink up to 3 times its own weight in a single sitting. Likes the challenge. Enjoys biting through rhinoceros skin. Last seen, many parts of Africa. Known crimes? Its bite passes on germs that cause sleeping sickness. This deadly disease causes fever, tiredness, and death. Danger rating? In Africa, 50 million people are at risk, plus countless cattle, camels, mules, horses, donkeys, pigs, goats, sheep, etc. Liquid lunch. There's nothing quite like a nice drop of blood for lunch. Well, if you're a monstrous mosquito, there isn't. Bet you're itching to find out more. 1. The mozzie's mouth is like a straw, perfect for sucking up juicy human blood. 2. These feathery-looking bits act like tiny saws, 2A, to cut a hole in the skin. 3. To suck up blood, the mozzie squirts saliva into the blood vessel. This is what makes a mozzie bite irritatingly itchy. The saliva thins the blood so that it flows easily. 3A. White blood cells turn up to fight the saliva molecules. 3B, which is why mozzie bites become swollen. 4. The saliva is made in glands and squirted down through the mouth and into the blood by the saliva pump. 4A. 5. A powerful sucking muscle pumps the blood from your body just like a mouth sucking on a straw. 5A. 6. It takes about 2 minutes for a mozzie to suck up a whole belly full of blood. 7. A mosquito's eye view of the world. 8. Mozzies don't breathe through the mouth. They breathe through air tubes. 9. Their wings beat 6 to 8 times a second. 10. Mosquito feet have got tiny claws, great for gripping onto skin. 11. It takes a mozzie 30 seconds to drill into a blood vessel, but it only has 3 seconds before you feel the bite. Make your own bug catcher. Catching mini monsters in the garden is a tricky business, but with your super bug catcher or your pooter, you can make inspecting the little critters as easy as breathing. You will need 2 bendy straws, a small clean jam jar with a lid, a small piece of muslin or tissue, a small rubber band, a ruler, some blue tack, a pair of sharp scissors or corkscrew, and an adult to help. 1. Grab a clean jam jar and ask an adult to make 2 holes in the lid. The hole should be about the width of a straw.